Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, cooler, maybe some periods of rain, and we'll have a high near 60 degrees for today. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha, it's 60. Some rain reported in Burlington, where it's 54 degrees. 58 in Milwaukee, also 58 degrees in Racine. A motorcyclist killed Tuesday night with an accident in the 3600 block of 108th Street in the Racine County town of Raymond. A 911 caller telling the county's communications center that the motorcycle appeared to have first struck a mailbox and then a tree. The operator of the bike not appearing to be breathing when that citizen came across the accident scene. First arriving sheriff's deputy confirmed that. A news release has speed and alcohol not appearing to be factors in the situation. It is also not mentioned if that victim was a man or a woman. A bank robbery suspect taken into custody after a three-county vehicle chase because he apparently had stopped into a store in Hartford for some cigarettes. Suspect allegedly robbed the North Shore Bank on Milwaukee's southwest side. The chase went through Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, then it came to an end in Washington County. Ahead of the Racine Common Council accepting a license and a welfare panel recommendation for a due process hearing on the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor, some of the neighbors to that business told aldermen during public comments why they don't want it around anymore. Monica Northington made reference to a recent homicide in a residence above the business, suggested that City Hall can be blamed for allowing this business to keep operating with all the activity it's got going.
And when it gets to the south side of Chicago, Flint, Michigan, or anywhere else, will anybody want to live here? Will anyone want to pay their taxes here or raise their children here? That's the question I have. So you can sit in your solitude while blood runs.
LaTanya Lewis lives next door, said the activity in and around the store cannot be allowed to continue.
As homeowners and home renters, if we allow drug dealers to hang outside our house and sell drugs, if we allow prostitutes to catch money outside of our house, if we allow all the stuff that this store allows to happen, we would be evicted or the city would have moved us from our house. We would not be allowed to do this. I'm not understanding why it's allowed by this store.
No one spoke in favor of the store, which is facing possible revocation of licenses related to the selling of alcohol, cigarettes, and operating in general. The due process hearing, barring a last-minute agreement, will have to be scheduled, and it could cost upwards of $8,000. In Milwaukee, an investigation into the murder of Mike's Place bar owner Mike Patton uncovers a drug operation. 43-year-old Maurice Kane facing several drug-related charges. Police indicate that money and suspected cocaine, along with meth and heroin, were found in an apartment after Patton was killed. Investigators followed a trail of blood from the bar to the apartment where those drugs were located. Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen, convicted in 2008 of killing his wife back in late 1998 with antifreeze, but gets a new trial in an appellate court decision, well, he'll have to stay in jail until at least the end of that proceeding. Jensen's attorney sought to reduce his bond from $1.2 million to $300,000, but the state argued Jensen might use his freedom to intimidate witnesses, even flee the country, to which Kenosha County Judge Chad Kirkman agreed.
Bond should be set in amount to ensure the defendant's appearance in court. The defendant has been convicted at one time of this crime. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He is aware that that's a possibility again. What's best in this case for everybody, I think, is for us to have a trial and have a trial as soon as possible. It is set for March. I think the state is correct in their concerns of the defendants talking about flying an airplane and potential intimidation of witnesses.
Jensen's due trial ordered because the so-called letter from the grave by Julie Jensen recommending her husband as a suspect if anything happened to her was deemed improper evidence at the first trial, a letter not in play this time around. Governor Scott Walker ordering the flags of the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff this Friday, November 4th, in honor of slain Russ County Sheriff's Deputy Dan Glaze. He was shot in the line of duty last Saturday while responding to a suspicious vehicle complaint. A man with a lengthy criminal record is now facing charges. The policies at Camp Randall Stadium under review continuously by the UW-Madison staff there. A man in a mask showing the president with a noose at the football game. Man actually complied with a request from school officials to take the mask off, but a photograph had been taken beforehand and it hit social media and it's all over the place. Athletic Director Barry Alvarez and Chancellor Rebecca Black putting out a joint statement calling the situation despicable, noting it caused an immense amount of pain throughout our community. And in Portage, police investigating the discovery of a screw inside a piece of Halloween candy. In a Facebook posting, the department says that screw was inside of a candy bar and they have narrowed down a search area to about a half-mile radius of a particular location. So far, just one piece of candy found with that potentially tampered situation. Anybody otherwise with information there is being asked to contact police. The Racine County Board, without discussion, approves the 2017 budget with some minor amendments. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting it's a more aggressive financing plan than in recent years.
This is the most ambitious budget that we've had in addressing certain issues like mental health, cultural amenities, the sheriff's office, and other things that affect our nearly 200,000 citizens. Daily.
Just one no vote on the budget. Supervisor Ron Molnar, who said that he supports the Pritchard Park plan for youth sports, just had some issues with how some things get done.
It's tough to vote for anything that's going to raise taxes in Racine County. I can't do it. I think we worked very hard on putting this budget together. There are some things that we can do a little bit more efficiently and avoid duplication of services in some areas. It's mentioned in some departments, but not in others. There's room that we can still trim back and try to do a little bit better on keeping the tax rate down.
Final numbers for the tax levy with the 2017 budget will be put together for the final vote on this issue by supervisors next Monday night. GC Heat Transfer Incorporated is going to have an open house complete with ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate its new location in Pleasant Prairie the morning of November the 16th. The plate heat exchanger business, founded 25 years ago by a couple of brothers growing up in the River Falls area. AGC has grown from a small aftermarket gasket company run out of a garage to a multi-million-dollar worldwide business. Ahead of their 60th anniversary, Milwaukee's PBS TV station, they're rebranding. They've been known for years as Milwaukee Public Television, WMVS Channel 10, WMVT Channel 36. They will now be called Milwaukee PBS. Stations indicate that the new name signifies they are the region's primary PBS broadcasters and that the change will not impact programming. Well, now that you've had a chance to really think about it, how many kids dressed up as clowns appeared at your door for trick-or-treating? Might have been that creepy clown scenario thing, according to Karen DeSanto, one-time professional circus clown with Ringling Brothers, as well as Circus World Museum in Baraboo, who says creepy clowns are not a part of the act.
In clown college, they teach you to be funny. I mean, we're funny people. You know, you hone your skills of juggling, pantomime, performance energies, you know, good costuming, good makeup, dealing with children, dealing with families. Those are the things you learn as a clown. It's certainly not one of these crazy characters that you see people are perpetrating out in the world today.
DeSanto adding that professional clowns are also losing jobs with the fallout from this creepy clown phenomenon. Oh, and if they could maybe find room in between the insults against each other, perhaps the presidential candidates might take notice of a new poll out that finds nearly half of Americans approve of legalized sports betting.
48% support changing federal law to make sports betting legal throughout the country, and 39% are against it, according to the Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind poll. The clash comes as New Jersey opens another front in its 8-year war on a federal law restricting sports betting to those states that met a 1991 deadline: Nevada, Oregon, Montana, and Delaware. Among those in favor, the two biggest reasons were people are already doing it and the move would increase revenue for the state. Those who oppose making sports betting legal say their top concerns are fostering gambling addiction, the potential involvement for organized crime, and whether the games will have integrity. I'm Sierra Crawford.
WRJN.com, that is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Any time of the day or night, check out what's going on. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.